Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up on the news before the weekend. Today, Penn State faculty could vote next year on forming a union. And we're headed to Lewisburg for the latest Community Connection. It's Friday, December 12th. Let's get you up to date. First, we have an update on a murder investigation in Scranton. Authorities have publicly identified the three victims of a machete attack in a downtown Scranton apartment building earlier this week. Lackawanna County District Attorney Brian Gallagher said the two women who died in the, quote, brutal murder at the German apartments are Linda P. Fortuna, 61, and Terry M. Muller, 59, a military veteran. 66-year-old Marilyn Joan Waller remains in critical condition at Geisinger Community Medical Center. Muller's service golden retriever, Nayla, was also killed. Police charged 38-year-old Michael Willie Marquis Woods with criminal homicide and related counts. Find more on this story at WVIA.org. Next up, two of the country's highest-profile voices against political violence are sharing what can be done to reverse a rising tide of attacks. As Jordan Wilkie reports for WVIA, Governors Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania and Spencer Cox of Utah spoke Tuesday night about embracing politics across differences.
On stage at the Washington National Cathedral, Shapiro and Cox agreed that the United States is in politically perilous territory. Each has overseen the response to high-profile, politically motivated attacks in their states. In Pennsylvania, the first assassination attempt against President Donald Trump, then an assassination attempt against Shapiro himself. In Utah, the murder of conservative organizer and media personality Charlie Kirk. Shapiro said it's a mistake to try to blame the violence on either political party.
When you pick up a gun and try and shoot someone, you are not sane and rational and a linear thinker, and so sometimes your views can be characterized on the political right or the political left.
Shapiro said leaders should condemn violence no matter the perceived motive and criticize Trump for only focusing on acts targeting himself or other Republicans. Cox said 70% of Americans, what he called the exhausted majority, hates the state of politics in the country and said they are key to the change.
That was Jordan Wilkie reporting. Now for a different story from Penn State. Penn State faculty hoping to unionize across the university say they've filed the paperwork needed for a vote that could happen next year. And Danahy reports for WVIA.
We need a union. Penn State needs a union, and so does the state of Pennsylvania. Thank you.
Faculty member Victor Brunsden was one of the professors, union leaders, and politicians at the event. Organizers say the union would represent about 6,000 faculty and similar employees. They point to workloads, job insecurity, and pay as reasons for unionizing. Faculty member Kate Reagan was one of those who spoke at the event, which was also streamed online.
As a teacher, I know that my working conditions are my students' learning conditions. And so that's why we are forming a union, because we want a voice in the decision-making that affects us, affects our students, and affects our work.
The Faculty Alliance would be part of Service Employees International Union 668. Organizers say a vote could come next year. They say the next steps are working with the State Labor Relations Board and Penn State to decide who will be eligible to vote and how and when an election will take place. In State College, I'm Ann Danahy.
Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
Hi, I'm Julie Sidoni, Director of Journalism at WVIA. We're inviting you to be part of something truly important, strengthening the future of trusted local journalism in our community. Through our Newsmatch campaign, we're working toward a $125,000 goal by December 31st, with special opportunities available throughout the campaign to help your support go even further. Donate now at wvia.org/match, and thank you.
Welcome back. And now it's time for Community Connection with WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella. Let's see where she is this week.
The Donald L. Heater Center in Lewisburg welcomes children from three counties to a place where they feel accepted and motivated. Annie Smith is board president of the Heater Center and says it's all about the kiddos.
Donald Heater was a beloved chief of police in the Lewisburg community. He mentored kids. He kept teenagers on the straight and narrow. He would guide them to the limited resources that were available at the time, particularly Boy Scouts and Big Brothers. But there wasn't a permanent physical place where kids could go for mentorship, companionship, help with homework, a place to come after school while parents are at work. And so a group of citizens formed the community center and named it in his honor. So it's the Donald Heater Community Center. And we really do serve the entire community. We have adult programs and mostly programs for young people.
You cover a large area. Lots of people from lots of different areas utilize the center, don't they?
We will take care of kiddos before and after school, really from three counties, Union, Northumberland, and Montour County. We try to meet the need where they are.
So tell me about the center itself. It's a beautiful dwelling. It has lots of different kinds of spaces for lots of different types of activities.
The building was purchased with some fundraising efforts and some bequests from very generous citizens. Was kind of shabby when we took it over in 1993, so it's gone through some restoration, most of which is done by Bucknell students who come to us from their business class where they have an opportunity to form a business that gives services to nonprofits in the community. Students will paint or they will, under supervision, do a complete renovation. We had a group of kids this year updating the living room library space. There's a big kitchen dining area, food bank stocked with basics so that when folks are coming in to pick up their kids, if they're in need of pantry items, we can usually help them with that. All thanks, especially to those kiddos from Bucknell.
What types of programs can someone expect when they come to the center?
Our main programs are the before and after school programs. A lot of families, they have this hour or 2 hour lapse between when their jobs begin or end where they need a safe place for their kids to be. If they're hungry, we feed them and then the bus comes and picks them up and takes them to school. The same thing can happen after school. Parents can be quite content knowing that their kids get on the bus at school and are dropped off at the Heater Center, and they're met by staff and also education majors from Bucknell. The next, probably most popular program, summer day camp. There are field trips. They go to the town pool almost every day, weather permitting. And then we have a lot of art, crafts, lots of building. They have a really good time. It's nice to have somewhere where your kiddos can go, where there are programs available and their needs can be met. Our staff is just phenomenal. There are times where you see a kid that's having a rough day and they need somebody to understand, to listen, and that's what they get. It's extremely heartwarming to see the reality of simple needs being met.
Special thanks to Annie Smith, president of the board of directors of the Heater Center in Lewisburg. Hear the entire story on our podcast, wvia.org/community. I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
So, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the weekend? Find more stories at wvia.org.
I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks so much for joining me this week. We're back on Monday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in every weekday so you don't miss a beat. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.